Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about moms as we head into Mother's Day. And we're focusing on moms who do volunteer work or give back in some way and the impact that has on their kids. These are moms who quietly do their good deeds, sometimes with their children not even knowing about them. That was the case for John Doro. He was mystified one Christmas Eve when his mother disappeared for a few hours. She claimed she had some errands to run, but something seemed fishy about it, especially since they had company coming for Christmas Day and they needed to prepare. John's dad didn't seem to know where she was going either. And then John's mom disappeared again the following Christmas Eve without a clear explanation. It was almost like she had a secret family she had to visit. This happened every year for the rest of her life, and eventually John didn't question it. And then, the year that his mother passed away, John got his explanation. A man named Robert sent him a letter. He said he wanted John to know what his mother had done for him and his family for the last 7 years. And this is what the letter said. "Dear Johnny, I just wanted you to know how much my family and I appreciate what your mother has done for us all these years. Every year on Christmas Eve Day, your mom comes to my house dressed like Mrs. Claus and gives my kids a Christmas that we can't afford to give them. She has given them shoes, shirts, jeans, toys, and candy. I know your heart is heavy and that you are missing Miss Sue. We do too. We loved her and just wanted you to know what she has done for us. Love, Robert and Nellie and the kids." John says that short note was the best gift that I ever received from anyone. Alicia Rosen shares a story with us about her mother, another woman who gave of herself to people in need. For much of Alicia's childhood, her mother filled the evening hours doing something for someone else. Sometimes she knitted hats for preemies, and at other times she cooked chicken soup for sick neighbors. Therefore, Alicia wasn't surprised when one evening her mother announced she'd undertaken a new project. She was going to telephone seniors every night. But Alicia was confused by it, because why would these elderly people want to talk to her mother, someone who they had never met? Alicia was 16 years old, and she also couldn't fathom why her mother was willing to spend her evenings talking to strangers. She had friends, and she had Alicia's two older sisters to call if she felt lonely. Alicia listened to one of the calls that first evening. Her mother asked the woman she called about her day, inquired what she had eaten for dinner, and asked if she had noticed that the daffodils in a neighboring park had begun to bloom. When Alicia asked her mother how she could find this conversation at all interesting, her mother grasped one of her hands and said, "I'm the only person she talked to today." Now, 30 years later, Alicia understands because her mother is nearing 80, and sometimes Alicia is the only person she speaks to all day, sharing all the little details of how her day went. Alicia says, "I realize now that my mother's calls were lifelines that ensured housebound seniors remained connected to the world. Without her, their world would have been eerily empty. Somehow, she managed to juggle working full-time and raising a family while improving the lives of others. That kind of service requires commitment and superior organizational skills, traits and skills I do not possess. While she lifted the shroud of loneliness from the lives of five seniors, I struggled to call just one, my mother." So those were two pretty cool moms, and we have 99 more of them in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well as on this podcast. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily story newsletter. You can pick up a copy of our Magic of Moms book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and wherever else you like to get your books. Look for the beautiful cover with the garden filled with pink flowers and use the book to say thanks. And I was listening to the special moms in your life. Come back next time for a couple of really funny stories about embarrassing moments. There's nothing better than people telling stories about their own embarrassing moments. And we have plenty of those to share with you in our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul: Laughter is the Best Medicine.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.